With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Two food recalls you should know about. An alert has been issued concerning the recall of 10-ounce packages of Second Nature Keto Crunch Mix under the suspicion that the product may contain undeclared cashews, pistachios, and cherries. The DEH is coordinating with importers, wholesalers, and retailers who purchased and sold these products to have them withdrawn from the food supply and advises you should not eat them, especially if you're allergic to cashews, pistachios, or cherries. The department is also in the process of having retailers pull certain varieties of dirty potato chips due to potential contamination with salmonella. This includes certain batches of their 2-ounce bags of salt and vinegar, Maui onion, and sour cream and onion potato chips. You can find a full list of the affected batches by heading to radiokman.gov.ky.
Our teams are working hard to keep our islands clean and prepare for the upcoming hurricane season.
Bulk waste collection in West Bay wraps up tomorrow, and collection crews will then shift to Georgetown as of Monday. DEH Director Richard Sims tells Radio K-Man, by having your items ready and properly separated on the curbside before your district's start date, that will help his team keep a, quote, swift and effective schedule.
We appreciate the public support in making this massive cleanup a success.
Any bulk waste that's put out after the dates for your area will not be collected and will instead be considered illegal dumping. Week 3 of the program heads to Bodentown starting May 18th. You can find the full schedule at radiokman.gov.ky. And it's a green light for a private member's motion seeking amnesty for certain after-the-fact planning applications.
Be it therefore resolved that the government considers implementing an amnesty program for Caymanians that made renovations to their homes prior to April 30, 2026, without the relevant and or necessary approvals from the Department of Planning.
Tabling the motion in the House, Bodentown MP Chris Saunders told lawmakers this is, quote, long overdue.
Let me be clear from the outset, Mr. Speaker. This motion is not about rewarding lawbreaking. This is a motion about common sense, fairness, and the reality of life in these Cayman Islands.
He stressed that unpermitted construction and renovation is, quote, not a small issue in Cayman, touching families in every district.
These are not criminals, Mr. Speaker. These are our neighbors. And Mr. Speaker, if we must ask ourselves honestly, why do so many people find themselves in this situation? For some, the planning process felt intimidating, expensive, and slow. Some, Mr. Speaker, acted out of urgency after a storm or during a family emergency. For others, Mr. Speaker, they simply did not know that the work that they were carrying out needed planning permission.
The motion passed unanimously, although private members' motions are non-binding. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of opting for reckless military adventures every time a diplomatic solution is on the table. His comments came after both sides blamed each other for a clash between Iran and US naval destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz. Early results from local elections in England show huge losses for the two traditional main parties, the governing Labour Party and the opposition Conservatives. The right-wing Reform Party is the biggest winner so far. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he takes responsibility but won't resign. President Ramaphosa of South Africa is facing renewed impeachment proceedings after a ruling by the country's highest court. It followed allegations that the president failed to account for the source of over $500,000 that was stolen from his rural home 6 years ago. Emergency services in Ukraine are battling a huge forest fire in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident. Firefighters say it's spreading rapidly. Scientists are warning that people living in Europe's poorer communities are more likely to die as a result of climate change. They say poverty contributes to about 100,000 excess deaths across Europe each year. Police in Indonesia say three hikers have been killed after a volcano erupted on the island of Halmahera. 15 other people have been rescued from Mount Dukono. The games company Nintendo has warned it will have to raise the price of its Switch 2 console because of the increasing cost of memory chips. The rise of artificial intelligence has led to higher demand for high-performance hardware. BBC News.